You have reached the phone of Carl Sposato. I'm unavailable to answer the phone at this time. Please leave a name, a message, and the time of your call after the beep. Thank you very much.
Hi, Carl. This is CJ calling from Archtop Fiber. It is 3:48 p.m. on the 22nd of October. I was calling to see if you wanted an earlier install date, as we are looking at being able to provide installation appointments between the 28th of October and the 31st, if you would so like it. If not, we can keep your original appointment as is. Otherwise, you may give us a call at 855-ARCHTOP or 855.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, it's CJ. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why it said I was reading the voicemail transcript.
Oh, yeah, sometimes that happens.
So I was seeing something along the lines of that you're trying to book for an earlier date. Was
yeah, if you'd like it.
Actually, as much as that is a very nice offer, we literally will not be moving in until that day.
Oh, okay.
On the
4th. No,
so yeah, we'll stick to that date if that's still good.
Okay, no worries. I'll notate in the account and state that, you know, you want to keep the original, the currently scheduled appointment for the 4th at 1 p.m. And that's perfectly fine. Just for account verification, could you please provide me with your service address and make sure that your email is up to date?
Okay. The service address is going to be 45 Roosevelt Avenue in Kingston.
Perfect. And then I just want to make sure that we have the correct email and file, please.
Yes. It should be SPOSATO.CARL. So it should be my first name, Carl.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Last name dot first name. Got it.
It'll be last name dot first name at gmail.com.
Perfect. All right. Perfect. So I will go ahead and update that just so that they know also not to reach out to see if you want an earlier date. That way it's all set and you don't have to worry about a thing. So we'll see you on the 4th.
All right. Thank you for confirming.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I know I was in the middle of leaving a voicemail, so I do apologize for that.
Oh, no, I apologize. I was just closing down on an event here.
No, that's completely understandable.
All right. You have a good one now.
You as well. Have a fantastic week, Carl. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now.